In Hilchot Pesach, the beginning, Siman Tav Chavtet, teaches a halakha of Shoalin Behilchot Pesach, Kodem HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. What does this mean, Shoalim? So the Ran understands that to mean that if you're within 30 days before Pesach and two students come and ask a question to the rabbi, one asks on a random topic, the other student asks on Pesach, a question has to do with Pesach, the rabbi should answer the one that's asking on Pesach, because he's considered Shoel Le'inyan. That's the way Maran understands the halakha, that Shoalim Bilchot Pesach, Kodem HaPesach, means the gabe two students. However, he does not hold that you necessarily are obligated to start learning the laws of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. That is a different halakha at the end of Masechet Megillah that says that on the holiday itself, one is obligated to learn the laws. Hilchot Pesach ba Pesach, Hilchot Atzeret ba Atzeret, Hilchot Sukkot ba Sukkot. That on the holiday itself is a separate obligation to learn the laws. Whereas when it comes to 30 days before, there's really not an obligation. And that's the opinion as well of Chacham Ovadia Alav Shalom in Yabia Omer, Chelek Bet. He says that it's not only the opinion of the Ran, it's the opinion of the Rashba, the Ramban, and many other Rishonim as well. And that's established. But of course, the Rabbanim should review the Halachot, because they're going to get questions, so they should know exactly how to answer the questions. But the Hiddush over here that we have to remind our members that on the holiday itself, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that you're obligated to learn the laws. So therefore, even if you have a different limud that you're involved in, one should spend some time on the Hag itself every day in order to study the laws that are pertaining to the Pesach itself. Regarding some other laws in the month of Nisan, we know there's no tachanunim the whole month. There is a custom as well to eat food, good foods and wine on the day after Pesach. The Rama brings that down in Tav Chavtet as well. That's called Isruhad. The custom is to fast on the day before Pesach, or the day before Rosh Chodesh, which is called Yom Kippur Katar. And Poskim say even those that don't usually do it every month, it's proper to do it the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There is an old custom that they would go to the cemetery to visit the Sadiqim on Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan as well. That's proper. It's according to Shulchan Aruch, it's okay to fast in the month of Nisan, although we don't declare public fasts, but it's okay to fast, meaning somebody has a yahrzeit and they fast on the yahrzeit. We had a bad dream, and these type of fasts that are private, it's okay. Last but not least, there is a custom that the Rama brings down, not to say Mizmor LeTodah on Erev Pesach. However, the custom of the Sephardim is to say Mizmor LeTodah even on Erev Pesach.